I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Wednesday morning, the 25th of June, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We go to the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verse 13. Please say, "You are my sister, that it may be well with me for your sake, and that I may live because of you." And then we go straight to the first book of John, chapter 1, verse 9. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Folks, this story that I'm going to tell you is very sad for me because I love my wife. And I believe by the grace of God, I will die for her if necessary. But Abraham, the father of many, many nations, Abraham, the man that the Lord said, "He is my friend." What did he do? He was afraid that Pharaoh was going to kill him because Sarah, Abraham's wife, was a very beautiful woman. And so in order to save his skin, he said to his wife, "When Pharaoh asks you who you are, you must tell him that you are my sister and not my wife." Now, look, I'm not laughing. This is very serious. So here's a man of God who's prepared to offer up his own wife in order to save his life. To me, that is probably top of the list when it comes to self-centeredness. And yet, God still loved Abraham. How are you feeling today, sir? How are you feeling today, madam? Are you feeling like a failure? Have you done something that you should never have done in order to save face or to save your reputation, and it's come at the cost of someone else? You might say, "That's exactly what I have done, and I feel wretched about it." You know, Abraham didn't do that once. He actually did it twice. And yet God still forgave him and still used him to be the father of many nations. Our God is so gracious, he's so loving. But what do we need to do? We need to say sorry. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Please pray this prayer with me. Father God, I feel an absolute failure today. I feel I have let you down. I feel I have dropped the ball, as they say. And I really don't know what to do. So I'm coming to you today and asking you to please forgive me and give me the strength to never do it again. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you and have a great day. Goodbye.